Initializing recorder. It is recording somehow.
Hello, is it recording through this?
Can you hear me? Okay.
What is today? November 2nd, 2019.
Kyler, sit down. With me today is Kyler Bigfoot. This is Bigfoot Eruption Presents. Kyler Bigfoot, is it seven? Kyler Bigfoot 7. He's also known as the mascot of Bigfoot Eruption. Kyler, thank you for being here today. What brings you here today? You live here, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, we're starting a podcast, and we still don't know everything about what we're doing here, but...
This is our first one.
Yes. It's nice you're in person. I don't have to call you for this. And the idea is we met Wyman Smith. He lives in Washington. And he has Bigfoot activity on his property. And if it's not Bigfoot, then it's something else doing things that would be activity. I mean, if something throws a rock against your house.
What would it
or
be?
Runs on your roof. Or carries a deer across the pasture and has red... I glow. Something. So, we're going to record this. We've decided that, well, we've learned that we have to have something recorded before we can slap it into our podcast software. Just like everything else in this process of Bigfoot Eruption, we've pretty much had to learn everything on our own. When I say we, I'm meaning me. And for now, we'll just call me Bigfoot Eruption. I just had a discussion with my kids about some things. They have some technology knowledge. And so we've made some decisions today on what we're doing. And we'll see. Looks like we're still recording. Kyler, come on over here. Kyler walked away. What do you want us to call you? Kyler Bigfoot? Okay, so the idea is this. We know Wyman Smith, and he is the heart and soul behind 911 Bigfoot Help. And do you know what that website is?
Yours?
I help facilitate it, but it's Wyman's thoughts and ideas for helping people that are having similar problems as he's having. It's a way of venting his situation to the world, and it helps him cope with it. To think he's, through his experience, helping others. So, he's got so much to share. I mean, every week we could call him and do a podcast on what's just been going on that week. But because I've noticed most podcasts are about an hour long, every week we could do three because he could probably talk for 3 hours at a time on what's going on there. It has been going on since 2015 is when he first started to notice, which means it had been happening before that too. So... we need a way to get his information and share it with the world. And this is a way to do that. We'll also do other things like what we're doing right now. We'll even interview other people. But it'll mostly be Wyman Smith. He's our Bigfoot guy. Like... a lot of things Bigfoot Eruption does. We're the expert on nothing. But we find those that are. We'll probably never own a Bigfoot-themed restaurant. But we can advertise those that do. We'll probably never have a Bigfoot-themed museum. We'll probably never have a Bigfoot-themed... anything. But we can advertise those that do. and get the word out. So when you're going through Colorado or you're visiting America, you can go to this website, BigfootEruption.com, and find out, oh, there's a Bigfoot souvenir shop in the Redwoods, on the Redwoods Highway, and we're from another country, but we're traveling down that way, and let's stop there. Now we know it's there. It's an easy way. Yes, you can put in an internet search, Bigfoot themed stores, and what you're probably going to get are the online t-shirt shops. Well, you can't visit those. I mean, God bless the online stores or the online this or that. But it was on our heart a long time ago. Hey, we want to visit these locations. Let's find them. It's been said, probably by Benjamin Franklin, take your pet peeve and do it for a living. And it was a pet peeve of mine. I could never find much online for locations. One reason is because the actual name of the location doesn't have the word Bigfoot in it, or Sasquatch. It's a store, or it's a museum, or it's a park that happens to have Bigfoot stuff. So is that still Bigfoot themed? Yeah. If there's a restaurant in Detroit, Oregon, that is very woodsy, and in their restaurant store they sell a Bigfoot action figure, Bigfoot, oh, those things that smell when you hang them in the car fresheners, Bigfoot lunch pail, Bigfoot socks, that counts. And you wouldn't have known they were there. Maybe, yeah, doesn't sound like a lot of people would be looking for Bigfoot socks, but they're out there. It's also called finding a niche and filling it, finding a void and filling it. For the people that do want to know what the Spotsville monster is in Kentucky, or you're curious about Idaho or wherever particular state, or you're from a location that has a Bigfoot store that we don't know about, or you have some Bigfoot themed heritage from that area, or you know of a Bigfoot motel, or you saw a Bigfoot statue, chances are we haven't seen it. So you say, hey, I want to represent my state, like Pennsylvania, and you know of a Bigfoot festival or a Bigfoot store, you contact us. We make a page for it, give you credit for it. We put it in the menu under Pennsylvania. Hyperlink that page to the Pennsylvania main page so you can just click on it. And suddenly you've helped create something that hopefully thousands of people can learn from as someday they're traveling through Pennsylvania and want to know about Bigfoot-themed locations. So all that to say, we met Wyman Smith at the Bigfoot Bash, Bigfoot Festival, Bigfoot Bash at Locktoberfest. It's like two organizations got together and shared their expertise at a festival. And that's been going on for a few years. But last year, Wyman Smith came to our booth, and he wanted to talk about the audio he'd been recording of Bigfoot sounds on his property. And I found that to be the case. We are advertising Bigfoot-themed locations. Not sighting locations, but where can I get a Bigfoot burger? But almost everyone we end up talking to, they bring up, well, have you seen Bigfoot? Or they want to share about their Bigfoot encounter. And so what ended up being us trying to avoid doing Bigfoot sightings because that's been done before, right? Well, it always goes back to that. So now our website, bigfooteruption.com, is doing that. Like I mentioned, the Spotsville Monster. Well, it was mentioned on SasquatchChronicles.com, online radio. It's been mentioned when I did a search. That's how we find some things. We just do a search, and we just happen to come across something. But the Spotsville Monster is a big Bigfoot, or group of Bigfoot. Basically, for now, it's what you call Bigfoot in a certain area of Kentucky. So we have a page in our website now for that, and we're going to start doing specifics. Because is there a website that talks about every region's version of Bigfoot in the world, the whole world? Well, so far we have Mandy Burung, the Yeti of India. We have that in the website, and now the Spotsville Monster. And I know from, again, SasquatchChronicles.com, somebody mentioned the Michigan Dogman, which is a form of Bigfoot category. So there's another one. We're finding that now, with over 600 pages in BigfootEruption.com, every day there's always something else like we could put in to it. Now, some pages may not have much on them, but at least they're going to have hyperlinks, and they'll be associated with the state of where they're from, an address, a virtual Google map, if that applies. So you're going to be able to find it. You're going to be able to call them. We're going to push you in the right direction, and the rest is up to you. So if you ever go to a page in BigfootEruption.com and you say, this page doesn't have much here, well, then you can do us all a favor, do the world a favor. You share more information. Send it to us. And suddenly, that page on the website is pretty amazing. We had a location recently, and it's the Cryptozoological Museum in Portland, Maine. We had it. We had the address. We had the virtual map. It was in under the category of Maine, which is a state in the northeast of America, the United States of America. And it was informative, but it didn't really pop. It wasn't really that exciting. But then we met somebody who happened to be at the Oregon Bigfoot Festival, and they sent us pictures, a lot of pictures, because they knew someone that had been there that had taken a lot of pictures. And suddenly you can see more about that location. Now it's actually easier on the eyes. So that's cool, and that's how this works. Kyler, can you come back? Come back over here, please. Let's ask Kyler a question. So Kyler, come on over. Something I'm going to focus on. I mentioned a niche. Have a niche. Find a void and fill it. I've noticed from all of these amazing other Bigfoot podcasts that they talk about people's experiences, and they talk about what they think Bigfoot could be. But I've noticed that the why part of it isn't really discussed. So first, just for practice, Kyler, how old are you?
8.
Okay, I knew that, right? But they didn't. Okay, so Sasquatch Chronicles does a really great job, and Wes is the host, and he asked this question. So I'm not going to steal what they do, but just to get you started, I'm going to say, what do you think Bigfoot is? You know, creature. A creature. Yeah.
That they can change their eye
color. A creature that can change their eye color. Okay. Why? He shrugs his shoulders. Why is Bigfoot? Why is there a Bigfoot? If we could figure that out, that's a puzzle I'd like to solve, connecting the dots. And there's actually a lot in the Bible, for example, about giants, about demons, and that's probably another story. In BigfootEruption.com, we have a biblical / spiritual section that we're starting to put some of these topics in. So just think, if every guest we ask, why? For example, I just realized whenever somebody has a Bigfoot sighting, or usually is the case, and a government official shows up, like the mysterious person from the police department, or wherever they come from, they often say, no, you didn't see a Bigfoot, you saw a bear. Well, there were body parts all up and down this tree. Bears don't do that. Still, the mysterious person will say, you saw a bear. In other words, we know what you saw, but don't spread this message. Don't spread this story. Well, you know, that's proof right there. Because these mysterious figures, mysterious people, they could just say, ha ha ha, or even better, how about, oh really? I'm so glad you're okay. Let us know if you ever encounter this again. I don't know, send a Christmas card. Hey, I'm giving the government or whoever the answer. Just play along with it. You're hiding Bigfoot for some reason. Secret societies are saving the Bigfoot creatures in hiding, keeping it a secret so they can dictate their version of the end times or whatever. And our government is in on it because for some reason they have to, or I don't know. Just treat people with respect. Don't threaten them. Because what are they going to do? Somebody sees a Bigfoot, they're upset about it, so they tell the park ranger, or they tell local police. What is that person going to do? It's not like they're Perry Mason. They're not... usually not somebody that's really going to do much about it. So just encourage them, because no one really knows, right? No one, maybe the government knows the answer. Maybe every president knows the answer, because they, I guess, get to know the secrets. But just encourage them and listen to them. You don't have to tell them, no, you just saw a bear. Like, even who cares if they do try and tell the world? Most of the world is not going to believe them anyway. And already you have most people not wanting to share about their Bigfoot sightings because they don't want the ridicule. I don't know the percentage, but most people that see a Bigfoot encounter don't go off and tell the newspaper. They keep it to themselves. A lot of the interviews you hear, and if you listen to SasquatchChronicles.com, you'll notice this. A lot of people are telling their story for the first time years later after it happened. Because there's a radio, online radio, like that, that will let people share. And by the way, we're not here to replace Sasquatch Chronicles or anything else that's more established than we are. We just needed a way for 911 Bigfoot help, Wyman Smith, to share all the information he's living firsthand. And just like our website, we advertise other people. We advertise other things. We want you to go to a Bigfoot-themed park, trail, museum, store, restaurant. And then if you want to share about it, great. But if you found it because we helped point the way to it, well, that's what we want. So, I highly recommend SasquatchChronicles.com. You go to the website. It'll be the homepage. You can click on episodes. And that's that. Listen to one of the episodes and you'll understand how much you can learn from it. And it is therapeutic to hear other people share. To hear the terror, the amazement, funny that's a word, in their voice you can tell. Just the other day, I was thinking, what if we ranked which ones are most likely a hoax or someone just lying? Well, here's the thing. To make up what these people share would seem pretty much impossible because they're sharing things no one knows or should know or would have no way of knowing unless this happened. Plus, you know fear when you hear somebody talking about it. In this podcast, we want to accept everyone, and we're never going to laugh in someone's face. Even if it does sound crazy, well, what's crazy? What if the person, for some reason, is delusional? Well, that's pretty significant in itself. You have a person sharing all these details somehow about something they shouldn't know about, and let's say they are completely wrong. Well, they're still right about something. We don't know what, but something. I mean, how does a delusional person get pointed in the direction of saying these things they should not know anything about? That's scarier than Bigfoot. Bigfoot being real is less scary as that is, than someone being simply delusional about it. Or if someone is that good at hoaxing and lying about it, that's scarier than Bigfoot being real. And like I've told people, as we're trying to open some candy, there, we did it. The Kyler Bigfoot's payment for being on the show today. Oh, I'm about to forget what I was saying. Was anyone listening? Can they tell me? How do we pause this recording? Oh, as they say, we'll edit that. Okay, so the likelihood, you hear this a lot. Believing that it was a Bigfoot makes way more sense than saying it was a bear. Because a bear is pretty insignificant compared to a 9 or 10 foot tall, 1,000 pound, super human creature thing that, well, is a giant. So you take a giant and put it next to a bear. Anyway, we've been talking for 24 minutes. So, this is our first attempt. We're going to take this and finish the podcasting process and get it in a situation to where it's podcast material. Who knows? Maybe no one ever hears this one, but it's a start. We had to record something. I guess I should share. People ask, have you seen Bigfoot? I could be at a Bigfoot festival sharing about our website, sharing about our t-shirts, and the person will say, have you seen Bigfoot? And I say yes. I was 17, driving into the central Oregon high desert to go work the summer at my grandmother's house, who lived in Fort Rock, Oregon, in the central Oregon high desert. I had just left Lapine, Oregon, and I don't have it in front of me, that highway that goes from there to basically Christmas Valley and so on. But a couple hundred yards in front of me, walked across the highway, a bipedal, meaning upright, walking on two legs, man-like shape, but it was all one color. And I understand all the what-ifs. In fact, when I would share about this, I would share the what-ifs. I would even say, well, if it wasn't a Bigfoot, then it had to be either a Bigfoot or a person in a suit trying to be a Bigfoot. Because in the middle of nowhere, on a hot summer day, somebody wearing a Bigfoot costume, walking across the highway, and I'm not talking a major highway, I'm talking about a highway where there's one lane going that way, and there's one lane coming back the other way. No houses, no side roads. Where did this fake Bigfoot person park? Did they park a few miles away and then walk through the forest in this outfit just to walk across the road by chance that someone would drive by and see them? See, once again, it's more likely that it was Bigfoot than any other option. Okay, it's time for a sunny delight. Yeah, it's time to push the straw. It says insert straw here. A chance for a parent to feel it pretty bad at something. Oh, thank you. I get one too. Once again, I forgot what I was saying. And it was the Oregon High Desert. The chances of it being a faker. Hey, someone do a movie about that. If Bigfoot is a hoax. I want to see that movie. Because just think of all the players. Think of all the lies, all the hoaxing. And is everyone lying? That's thousands of eyewitnesses who have tears when they talk about it. And yeah, those that don't have tears when they talk about it, still, the hair rises on their arm. Well, they get freaked out. And for thousands of people all to fake that emotion pertaining to it, well, there's a lot of good actors out there, therefore. So something's going on. And already in 29 minutes of talking, we haven't talked about what Bigfoot is or why Bigfoot is. And we could say everyone has their own opinion, but really, nobody really knows what they're talking about. I mean, as much research has been done, nobody can say, this is what it is. And it's okay to give your opinion. Opinion is always based on something. But how often have we connected the dots? Okay, Genesis 6. giants were born, and here's why. And, okay, put a dot right there. What's the next dot? And so that's what we're trying to do. So far today, from Kyler Bigfoot, we learned that Bigfoot are big creatures that sometimes have different color eye shine. But we don't know why. And in a way, it doesn't matter why.
Like red.
Red.
Sometimes blue.
Sometimes blue.
But blue's really red. Where? Yellow and green.
And that's a topic in itself, the eye shine and why there's eye shine. Now, most animals have eye shine. Deer, rabbit, you know, the things that you try not to hit while driving at night. Possum. So it happens. And that would be another discussion. Why the eye shine? Well, reflection is one reason. I know somebody, and I won't say who they are, right? You hear that a lot. Because I don't have their permission, right, to mention them. But I could say what I heard, and that is that something I took pretty seriously. If you see green eye shine, you're okay. If you see yellow eye shine, you need to leave. If you see red eye shine, run. Because red basically means death. Then that took me to think that made me think that the eye shine was based on mood or emotion or intent or how evil you are.
And what does blue mean?
Blue means the creature is in a pretty much normal state for them and are not threatening.
Ah.
Now, could they go from blue to red? Well, again, that's another discussion. Or once they're red, are they always red? And if we knew the answer, does that help us much? Or are we just curious? So, yeah. Well, let's stop this recording and see if we can turn it into a podcast.